Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening. Welcome to the Truth Is Out There radio show. My name is Joe Goldner, and I'm your host. We have our co-host, Scarlett. How are you doing, Scarlett?
I am good. How are you?
I'm doing great. Well, one of the great things that happened this year is the redistricting, and they changed the numbers around. And what CD21 in one area is now flipped and to a different area, and now a person that we have, the guest that we have, is running against the Rhino, Brian Mask, in CD21. Let me introduce you to Melissa Moss, who is running in CD21 against the Rhino, the Republican in name only, Brian Mask. How you doing, Melissa?
I'm doing well and very grateful to be on the show. Thank you.
Yeah, I'll tell you something. Please tell our listeners a little bit, because now they're going to be a little confused because of what they did with redistricting. Like, can you explain the situation so our listeners know exactly what happened and why you're not going against what we call Rhino, Brian Mast?
Sure. So the first issue is the issue of redistricting, which really should have been done a long time ago. So we knew we were getting another district in Florida, and so the boundary lines were going to change, and then also those numbers were subject to change. We just had the new map come out a little while ago, and so I had been registered to run in what was called District 18, which is all of St. Lucie County, all of Martin County, and then the north part of Palm Beach County. So those boundary lines have pretty much stayed the same for the district I was running in, but now the number has changed. So it's called District 21, even though the area is still pretty much the same. However, other districts have, there are some that the boundary lines have changed and many of the numbers have changed. So people should definitely take the time to, you know, find the new map and see where you fall so that you're educating yourself and vetting your candidates. Very, very important to vet our candidates, which brings me to your second question, which is why am I primarying a Rhino? So, you know, like many, I will answer too if you'd like to know why I'm running, but first I will answer why I specifically went after this district. I specifically went after this district because two main issues that the incumbent has really kind of, you know, cheated the American people and violated its constitutional oath by going after our Second Amendment. If you look at the voting history, he's been in favor of some red flag laws, but I think even more egregious than that, he wrote an opinion piece in the New York Times, which anyone can find and read. They are his own words that say none of us should own AR-15s, which is a huge violation of our Second Amendment and its intent. The intent, if you read, you know, it's one sentence long, not hard for any of us to comprehend, talks very much about being able to form militia in the event that we experience a rogue and tyrannical government, if we need to come against our government in a military fashion. So I'm not sure why taking away our AR-15s would be in line with that. I think we'd need to change our constitution before we could say that was constitutional. The second thing that really bothered me, and there are many things, and I'm also happy to provide that information to people. People should do their own fact-checking, but I'm also happy to provide it. I had been advocating, as an attorney and a person, I had been advocating against child sex trafficking in our nation before what I call, affectionately call, the end of our world as we know it. That's where I was focused. I was very happy with the legislation, a lot of the executive orders that were coming out through our president at the time, Donald Trump, had done a lot to help traffic victims. And when I became aware of that issue, I was advocating in any way that I could. So I would like to think I'm pretty well versed on the topic of the sexual abuse of children, specifically sex trafficking. I don't find it funny. I think it's really egregious. It is the fastest growing crime. It's a $1 billion industry. I mean, this is a huge, massive thing that is happening right under our noses. For anyone that's paying attention or that's educated themselves on the topic, it's a very serious topic. The congressman is documented, again, very fact-checkable. People can find the article that Sun Sentinel wrote where they have the screenshots of this congressman's, in quotes, joke. It was a public joke that he made about having sex with children. And I find it really egregious, egregious period, but this is a person that's making policy decisions about our border and the children that are trafficked through sex traffic through that border on both sides of the border. And the joke specifically was about children across the border and how it's legal there. And so, you know, those two things are really what made me go after 18 on purpose. Especially because we have this monster, I say, on both sides of the aisle. It's the same monster, but at least on the left, they just come out and tell you. You know, they just come out and say, we want open borders. They don't lie to you and say, I'm going to protect your gun rights and I'm going to protect, the border, and then turn around and do something different. So I feel great responsibility as an American, someone who's read our Declaration of Independence, that we are supposed to push back on the tyranny, and those that are oath breakers need to go.
I'll tell you, I'm 100% support you in this. It's very important. I have a child myself and stuff, and I've seen things working with law enforcement in other areas. I've seen a lot of children being abused physically, mentally, and every other way, and human trafficking, and they go hand in hand with drug trafficking and the cartels and everything. And President Trump did excellent in that, and you got some idiot in the White House that's just taking up space is really at the moment that has open borders that don't give a rat's ass about the children that loves them. And he's also part of that problem, because there are many times that he has been physically or sexually abusive to women, especially children, and there's a lot of videos and stuff of that. So that's right? Or they conduct so far, so reach too far for him when he allows open borders and doesn't even look at human trafficking, children, and everything else. He just doesn't care. It's all about the vote. So I support you in that. As a congressman, as a congresswoman, how would you go ahead and try and close the borders and the proposed bills? How would you do that?
Well, I think a lot of what was undone under this administration just needs to be put back. We had a lot of success under Trump. He was doing a good job of securing our borders, having vetting people outside of our border and then allowing them to come in, because I'm certainly not anti-immigration. I think it's well known that most of us came here as immigrants at some point down the line. And my own family, I'm second generation from Germany on my mother's side. So immigration is very important to our country, but it's got to be done in a way that we are taking in people that are going to better our country and certainly aren't going to facilitate the abuse of children, or like you mentioned, the drug trafficking. So I think a lot of the policy that was already implemented was very good. Now a lot of that has been undone, needs to be put back into place. But beyond that, I think I am very much in support of a death penalty at the border for anyone that knowingly facilitates child trafficking. So not just your buyer, but the people that are actively facilitating trafficking. I mentioned a lot, there was a piece that Project Veritas did where they had a whistleblower from inside of the government, the U.S. government at the border, who was able to show that our government has a hand in facilitating child trafficking at the border. And there ought to be a severe penalty for that, whoever you are. I think we need to have a stronger value on our children, and the penalty should match. So I think that's something that could be relatively easily implemented at our border.
That's important. We need to be more supportive of our Border Patrol, ICE agents. We had a deal in place with Mexico that Biden killed out with, I think it was like 28,000 Mexican troops around the border. Stay in Mexico deal. You got Article 42. That's supposed to expire sometime this month. And there's a bunch of other things going on that really will bring more millions of other people in, especially children. Because they use the children as a way to get across the gangs, the MS-13, the drug dealers, everything else. And then when they come into this country, they use them for sex objects, prostitution, and other means. Well, what's your net?
Well, you saw there was talk of compensating families that were coming across the border, like an insane amount of money, millions of dollars, for like the pain and suffering of being separated from supposed family under Trump. But that's because he was doing his due diligence, because for exactly what you're saying, it is very common for people to come over with children that aren't theirs, under the guise that they are, and then to traffic these children. So they were separated while our government was figuring out, are these trafficked children or do they really belong to these people? And, it's unfortunate if people suffered in that process, but it was a necessary process. And it was absurd to think, that never went anywhere to my knowledge, but it would be absurd to think that our taxpayer dollars would have gone towards something like that. I think that at least that was something that got some good headline and news, because unfortunately a lot of this topic of child trafficking does not get the headline in the news, and I think that
you're not going to get the media to back any of this stuff, because it's against the left wing or the progressive talking points. They don't support law enforcement, law abiding citizens, or anything like that. They support all this, the gangs, the drugs, the human trafficking. They look the other way because it's all part of, well, I don't even call it the Democrats anymore. I call them the communists, socialists, Marxist people. The Democrat Party of JFK and Truman and others are long gone, dead and buried. This is all communism. And, so that's what you're finding. They support these illegal activities because of a vote.
Correct. And that is the other unbelievable thing that is happening is that people are being moved in to the border for the vote. That is very much a real thing, to the point that that we have people being planed and bused into our states from the border, again, taxpayer dollars in some cases, in the middle of the night, and that's also alleged to be linked to trafficking of children. And I know our governor has sued the federal government over the, you know, planes and bus fills of people that have been moved in to Florida, and I'm sure you've seen Governor Abbott in Texas has threatened, and I believe has actually sent some people up
to D.C.
Yeah,
he actually did. Okay,
so,
well,
he
sent like several busloads to D.C., and DeSantis sent a number of busloads to Delaware, to Brian's home. And so both are going in that direction and let them handle it. But the problem with that is that they want to come, they'll find a way back down here and the crime rates go up again. So that's another problem.
Yes, and I hope that people are paying attention. And this is why I say, you know, go on there on the districting map, put your address in, figure out who your options are, and get behind a good candidate, an America First, somebody that's going to actually keep their oath to the Constitution, representative, because these issues are, I mean, they're literally knocking on our door, and we have to pay attention. I say all the time, we are the fourth branch of government. We the people are the fourth branch of government. So there is no one coming to save us, so to speak. It's not going to be the people already in power. We've all seen the tyranny is across the board. It's in every branch of government, all the way down to local government. So we have to start self-educating and looking at voting records and seeing how, you know, people talk a good talk, you know. People, they get up there and there's all the propaganda and they sound nice and they look nice and they say the right things. But we have to actually start vetting people, which is why I am grateful to be on your show this evening, because even myself as a grassroots candidate, I have been highly censored within the Republican Party, by the way, not just, you know, not, it's not just
the
left or the...
They did it to Alan West.
Yeah, they're going to be the first.
You're not the first.
Okay.
You did it to Alan West.
Correct.
In the same district.
As you're campaigning to the district, what are the... constituents, the people expressing to you, do they know anything about Brian Mass and his bullshit?
Yes. I would say there are more people that I speak with that are aware than are not, and that could just be the circles I'm hanging in, because I attend a lot of patriotic, you know, like-minded folks type of events. But yes, there are people that are very upset. That have been very upset. I have people working on my campaign that worked on his campaign the first time around. He's going on a fourth term. After the first term, people were very, very upset, the ones that were paying attention, especially with the Second Amendment rights, or, you know, we voted for transgender surgeries in the military. I mean, people were outraged. And so, yes, there is a good percentage of people that are aware. There's also a percentage of people that have been fed the propaganda and, you know, have drinking the Kool-Aid and haven't actually fact-checked for themselves, and just see him as a war vet and American hero, and they won't look any further because that's good enough for them. Nobody should get a free pass.
So is that why they're voting for him, because he's a veteran?
That is often what I hear people say when I try to say, well, you know, what about your gun rights? Do you care about those? Oh, no, he's a vet. I'm a vet. I'm voting for him. Okay. You know, we have to take responsibility at some point.
Okay. One of the things that interests me is that you actually got it right when you're talking about the Second Amendment. The Second Amendment is not there for human protection or hunting or anything like that, but it's there
Correct.
To protect the Constitution and tyrannical government. And AR-15 is fine. I don't see it as an M16 machine gun type or M60 machine gun or anything like that. AR-15, I held an AR-15. I fired one a little while back. It's a great rifle. It can change things around with it, but it's a great rifle. You can do a lot of good things with it. And if you know how to handle it, it's a great, I would love to have an AR-15, not just the 44, but the AR-15. But the thing is, that's our big way to protect ourselves from tyranny of government. And I support you on that. And you got it right.
Well,
do you have that on video or just a written article?
I'm sorry, do I have what on video? Speaking about our second
Brian
amendment?
Brian Mass.
Brian Mass
is garbage.
Is the New York Times.
So he wrote an opinion piece. Anybody can find that if you Google the New York Times and his name and AR-15. They're his words. He wrote like a page and a half about how none of us should own AR-15s. And then also the Sun Sentinel article that I mentioned, that is also very easy to just Google Sun Sentinel. His name and the word rape, and that will pull up the comments, which is screenshotted. It was a public comment that was screenshotted. More than one comment, but that was off color, but that one was, to me, the most egregious. But I do want to say, because our American history is so powerful and so important, and often we have not been taught it on purpose, but our country actually became America because the British were coming after, I mean, everybody was British at the time, but the Redcoats were coming after the gunpowder of the colonists. And so that was actually the first fire that was shot was over them coming after the gunpowder. So we're often fed taxation without representation. Yes, that was part of it. It was something that they were fighting against. But what actually caused that first day of fighting is that they were coming after, the Redcoats were coming after the gunpowder of the colonists. And what's really interesting is that the Redcoats thought they were going to have no problem that day because they outnumbered the colonists. And they only brought they were only able to get like one cannon with them in, and it ended up not being enough. They had more cannons, but they had were only able to get one in because they thought that was going to be enough. So what's interesting is the colonists didn't have cannons, and yet they miraculously because they were so good. I mean, it wasn't really a miracle if you know the history, but it seems miraculous because the numbers. But they were such good marksmen because they were hunters. So they were such good marksmen, that first day was victorious, and they were ultimately victorious. But the point is that this is what our country was founded on. It's why that Second Amendment was so clearly penned, so that if we ever needed to overthrow our government, you know, the equivalent would have been having the cannons. You know, we would have needed the same weaponry as our government if we were going to form militia and overthrow our government. So it's almost, I say, laughable that the people that are in power would be advocating to take away that compatible weaponry. And even Biden was recently quoted as saying, you know, those bigger guns, those AR-15s, that wouldn't even be enough. You would need nuclear weapons. And he's right. In other words, there's such a disadvantage there. And so it's really insulting and such an infringement to think that somebody would be writing, a congressman would be writing to take away the AR-15. Meanwhile, our government is so well positioned if we ever did need to go to war with them.
What's his voting record?
So I encourage people to look that up. I don't have the entire thing memorized, but what I can tell you is you can obviously go look at the raw data, but I would say John Birch Society, they do a really good job. If people care about what is constitutional, they put it all together for you, and they go line by line, and they say, he voted constitutionally, he didn't vote constitutionally. He has a lifetime score with the John Birch Society for his voting record of 67%. Okay, so that means 7% of the time over the last 6 years, he's voted constitutionally.
Which means 34% is against the Constitution. Brian Mass also had an incident about a year ago or so with a young lady at one of the rallies in the area, and where he basically attacked her. And that's on video.
Oh, I hadn't heard.
And that's
going back. I
hadn't
heard. What was that?
He tried to pin her down on something, and she went back at him and actually came out a hero. But the point was is that If you challenge him, he goes after you in a sense of way that his reputation wasn't that good. And that's just, and that's something that started to get people to turn against him. And just, and of course, his Red Flag support and his anti-Second Amendment and the AR-15 and the human trafficking is another thing, you know. He's got to be soft on crime totally if he doesn't come out in support to eliminate human trafficking, especially children. You know, and drugs is related in that. What's your stand on the addiction and drugs? Is it kind of, how would you increase funding to recovery and to, of course, closing the borders and with fentanyl and all that stuff coming in, tons and tons of it. With 100, I think it was like 150,000 people were killed last year by the CDC for drug overdose, something of that nature.
So it's, you know, I call myself a constitutionalist. I actually think, in a sense, it should be very easy to be a federal representative because there's so few powers delegated to our federal government. And the problem is there's so much overreach, which is part of why I'm running, to put a check on that overreach. But one of the delegated powers to the federal government is to secure our border. So that includes, along with the trafficking of people, it includes the drug trafficking, which is unquestionably a huge issue. I mean, again, the current administration was quoted as saying that the number one threat to our country is the ultra MAGAs. I would say I would put up there in the top three threats to our country is the drug trafficking, because it's just massive amounts of people that are dying, Americans that are dying, and I think the solution is similar to the trafficking of humans, which is we need to shore up our borders. I mean, it should be number one priority. And obviously it's not. I mean, we can all speculate as to why, but obviously this is a very strategic, intentional opening of our borders. States like Texas have taken their own state money now to try to secure their portion of the border. So my position is the federal government needs to be extremely tough on border safety and control related to drugs and every other harm that's coming across.
Okay, today we're going to change gears for a little bit. Today, the Senate tried to circumvent the Constitution by trying to nationalize the right to kill your child. Abortion failed 51-49, but the point was they were going to try and nationalize abortion on demand, and maybe even after the birth. As a congresswoman, what would you do on that type of thing?
Yeah, so again, I mean, I call myself a constitutionalist. However people feel about abortion, the bottom line is that Roe v. Wade was not constitutional. It's not constitutional for the federal government. You know, it's actually, it would be the right thing for them to get rid of the effects of Roe v. Wade and kick it back to the states. We just had our governor here in Florida pass legislation so that abortion is illegal 15 weeks forward. I think the only carve-out he had was medical, if there were medical issues with the baby or if it was to save the life of a mother. But I think there's not even exception for rape or incest after 15 weeks. So as a state, the people absolutely have the God-given right to carve out those laws, and they will look different state to state. But that is the constitutional way to do it. It was an overreach. Roe v. Wade was an overreach. To have that sweeping effect over every single state. So obviously this legislation was unconstitutional. But I have a theory that I don't think our Congress people, forget God bless us the American people, but I don't even think our Congress people have really read and understood our Constitution. And I wouldn't call myself that I'm the expert, but I did go to law school. I've read the Constitution. I took the class. I've argued our Florida state constitution against the unconstitutional mandate in Palm Beach County, and it's really not that difficult. I mean, it's just a clear violation of the Constitution. That legislation would have been a violation of the Constitution, and Roe v. Wade is a violation of the Constitution. And honestly, for all of those, who, however strongly people feel on either side, it is better to have it in the hands of the state, because then you really get to have the people to rule. We are supposed to rule. We are supposed to have the majority lion's share in what's happening and what's governing in our daily lives. And you have absolutely more power and control at the state level. And we're supposed to have more power and control at the state level.
Okay, while you're doing that and talking about the overreach of Roe v. Wade, how about the overreach of same-sex marriage? Isn't that the same type of overreach as Roe v. Wade by the Supreme Court, and should go back to the states where it initially worked?
Yes, I think that as much power can be reserved for the state, but again, our 10th Amendment, if we don't like it, we'd have to change the Constitution, which I say those are people's options. We can either modify our Constitution or we can move to a different country. But anything that is not enumerated to the federal government, anything that's not explicitly delegated to the federal government, it's reserved to the state under the 10th Amendment. And we have currently amendments, in my opinion, that are unconstitutional in our Constitution. So like the 16th Amendment is unconstitutional. So yes, I do think it's an issue for the state. Unless whatever's delegated out to the federal government, great, which is why I say it should be a relatively easy job. I would not want to be a state representative. I think that is much more difficult because there is so much that you could legislate, and then you really need to get the majority opinion of the people.
Then you also have Obamacare, it's another one that's an overreach, I would say.
Unconstitutional. Completely socialist, communist. I mean, it's unbelievable. It's just unbelievable to me how long this has gone on. And I'm guilty, like a lot of Americans. I've really woken up to it in the last 2 years, which is why I'm running, because I didn't understand really the overreach. When the overreach was literally smacking us in the face over the last 2 years, for me, that's when I realized, oh, we have extreme government overreach. But the truth is we've had it since before I was born. We've had it for a very long time, not the least of which is Obamacare. That should never have been from the federal government. I'm very much in favor of this, privatizing health insurance and the states independently regulating. I think it's proven to actually be a bit of a disaster and not help in the way that it was allegedly intended to help people. Apart from being unconstitutional, it hasn't really been effective.
Before you stated that you were being censored, who was censoring you?
Oh, well, I'll try to keep it brief, so just cut me off if I go too long. So I have not been able to speak at the Martin County REC, despite meeting with the head of that meeting and sending numerous emails. I showed up to one meeting, was not allowed to speak, have not been able to confirm that I would be allowed to speak if I go back. And as a matter of fact, they had a table for candidates at the Martin County Fair where they said any Republican candidate can put their petition forms. And then when I went to go give my forms, I was told that I was not allowed to have my forms there because they support the incumbent.
They can't do that. It's illegal.
I know. Haven't we been experiencing this in every single way? In every way, shape, and form, a lot of things have been going on that are illegal.
Hey,
a lot
Joseph,
of these mandates are illegal.
Does this go under the voting task force stuff?
It can be. They'll look into it. But the thing is that we're there for voter irregularities such as voter fraud and stuff like that. We already been working across the country on that. Pretty much, we come in.
You know,
in
when they do that, Melissa, you need to pull your cell phone out and have it recording, but put it up on video, girl. You really
well,
do.
Well, I have now. And I wasn't expecting that when it happened, but I do have now. I've sent multiple emails asking, okay, so, what do I need to do to be able to speak at the next meeting? Radio silence, and I won't accept phone calls anymore from them because exactly for what you're saying, I want everything
you
documented.
You need to do a video and put it out there and put them in their face.
That's
well,
why
you
have
yes.
to.
You need to
expose we reported
this.
Well, we reported it up the chain of the REC, but nothing has been done, not surprisingly. But so the list goes on. So one.
Yeah, well,
yes.
Joe Grudis
yep.
is like a Joe. It's Joe Grudis is part of the Rhino
yes,
problems.
Yes, that's Correct.
Are
and
you
that's who you reached out
you,
to more than once.
Part of your, wherever you're supposed to be in your district, is that part of West Palm Beach or Palm County?
Yes, it's the north. North,
okay, so
North
what about
County.
Michael Barnett at the rec?
They have allowed me to speak there. I have been allowed to speak there. There is a strong support there for the incumbent as well. So the establishment,
yeah, okay.
The Republican establishment has given a lot of support to the incumbent. My support has come very much from the people. I'm very blessed. I mean, that's the only reason I'm doing it is for the people, is to give the people another option. You know,
and
I'm a mother.
Go
I mean, truly.
To Brian Mass and catch him off guard and interview him and ask him questions and get him live on video.
We have a couple of people that have been doing that, and he's been, when you corner him, he's become very nasty, like he's privileged.
Get the video. Get him.
He is privileged.
They're all privileged.
Straightforward.
I met him a couple times, and he. Last time I saw him was a couple of years ago, and he was with Mike Levin and Ron DeSantis. Yeah, and DeSantis and a couple other people. This is going back in Trump to the Palm Beach golf course where Trump is.
This was very shocking. Very shocking. People are very perplexed and upset. This was a recent development, I would say maybe 6 weeks ago, about Trump. And I don't know that it was him because I'm not certain that he actually writes his endorsements, but he, under his PAC, put out an endorsement of Brian Mast, and the really egregious thing in there, and mind you, I'm a supporter of Donald Trump, he wrote that Brian Mast is strong on the Second Amendment, which is a patent lie, not true.
That makes no sense.
No, it doesn't. Well, and of course, I'm reserving hope. I wrote a press release addressing it. I hope that it was a mistake, that there's just some bad intel or whoever his team is. But, you know, we only know what we know. There was also the Dr. Oz endorsement. I'm sure you guys saw there was some uproar over that because more people are aware that Dr. Oz is, like, not a good dude as far as his political beliefs, not a conservative. And so that
he's
was really shocking
surgeon.
To people.
He says,
yeah,
he's
not really into politics. He just became politics
you know,
when the
he's
left.
In favor, he is in favor of gender surgeries, change surgeries for children, for young children. He has been a proponent of that in his medical career. So, and he's been a
has
proponent
he done
of
it?
A lot of.
It's on video.
Yes. Just Google it. All the information is there. People are very upset and outraged that he was, that Trump got behind him.
Yeah, he's winning
win.
Right now at the moment. But the thing is, I think this is what Trump is thinking. I think he's going, I'll criticize you in any way, but as far as Dr. Oz is concerned, all the candidates, he's figuring that's in Pennsylvania. He's figuring that might be the best candidate to keep the seat. Don't forget that's Toomey's seat, and he doesn't want. And we're 50-50, and we expect the red wave, but we don't want to give up anything on the table either. So he figured Doc Goss has the best shot of winning and keeping that seat, where Kathy Bernard may not seem because there's a lot of people think that if she wins the primary, she'll lose the general.
Is the thinking. This is why we have what we have. This is why we have rhinos, and this is why we have a country that we are about to lose. For exactly that thought of logic, that line of logic, because people think exactly. If you get that grassroots, real constitutional candidate in there, they're not going to win in the general. Well, okay, so what do you prefer? You prefer somebody basically taking away your rights because they have an R in front of your name versus somebody taking away your rights because they have a D in front of their name? Like, what are we doing? To me, this is politics, right? And
yeah.
It's disgusting.
Yeah, I know.
And we can't keep doing the same thing expecting a different result.
I like Scarlett's not too happy with Kathy. I like both candidates in a way, but I just don't know how good Kathy will be in the general.
I think she's a rhino. I think she's a Democrat. And I watched that debate, and I did listen to them. And she just said too many things that just didn't move me. I don't think she's a conservative, and I don't think she's constitutional.
Yeah, what she's doing is she's using her race and a woman as an edge, and that turned Scarlett off a little bit, and kind of a little bit me. As far as Brian Mass, I can't stand the guy. I know he lost his legs in battle. But and he's a hero in that nature. We shouldn't take that away. But his policies.
There's no reason to vote for someone.
His policies.
Just like someone's black, you don't vote for
character. It's symbolism over substance. I don't vote for the symbol. I vote for the substance.
I like
so
J.D. France.
So important.
I like J.D. France in Ohio. I thought he's great.
I like Reuben Young down here running against Debbie, maybe not Debbie. Who knows?
It's Debbie, but it's not Debbie because she hasn't registered yet. I think this is the last week to register in. But
you heard yesterday about the Dominion machines, right? They surrendered.
Yeah.
Oh no, I didn't hear that. What happened?
According to Judge Jeanine Pirro, the case involving Rudy Giuliani and
Sidney
the attorney
Powell and Mike Lindell.
Sidney Powell, they lost those cases. They were thrown out or they pulled out, and they're now working to turn state's evidence against who ordered the steal. But that I think that was pressured after 2000 Mules and Rig came out, and between those two, and things are happening.
Did you watch 2000 Mules?
Yes, I mean, I didn't need to, you know what I mean? For me, it was enough to go to bed that night and wake up and use my brain to go, our election was stolen. I'm very big on fact-checking, of course. But,
November 3rd, I knew, when they started pulling crap. Okay.
Right.
They're stealing it. They're doing crap.
But
yeah,
wow.
But
because we have the proof, but also who could have known that that's how they were doing it? How would you know unless you did those records requests? And then so interesting, I mean, that there wasn't footage in some cases, that the cameras had been cut out. I mean, come on.
Yeah,
in other words, there's so much more that we didn't see.
And Truth to Vote is coming out, is releasing all the materials, including evidence to the Supreme Court mostly, because they already said they're going to reverse it. But the Truth to Vote has everything, documents, Stacey Abrams going down. The governor of Michigan is caught red-handed. There's a bunch of them across the board. So there's a lot of people looking at a lot of arrests in the next few days and weeks. That's going to just basically destroy the Democrat Party totally for a long, long time.
Rhinos are getting arrested.
Yeah.
There are
Republicans,
of them getting arrested.
More than a million, in the first couple of days, more than a million people saw 2,000 Mules. And every day that I had it was sold out, and the demand is still going.
In fact, Sunday the 22nd, you'll be able to watch on Newsmax systematic deception.
Good, because, you know, I heard that Fox censored the 2000 Mules where they were purposely not talking about it. I mean, it's not surprising.
Yeah,
correct.
That's
correct.
True.
But, not surprising.
Newsmax was censoring some of the words to it, but I think they also at the same time playing the commercial, the trailer. So it's, you know, it doesn't matter. And then you got OAN.
We will always get the information out. So you're getting a lot of hurt, huh?
But,
and people aren't letting you speak, huh? Do videos. Put it out there.
Correct.
Market it.
Well, again, that's why I say thank you for letting me speak. If people go on my website, I have a media tab where you can see all of the radio shows, podcasts that I have been able to do, and most of it has been local on a smaller level because that is where we're able to get the message out, and that's fine because that's where the people are. But certainly on the larger networks, left or right, I have not been able to get the message out that way, and then at a local level, again, not all, but some
I guess it's evil
more.
If you say just because he's a veteran doesn't mean he's a great congressman. That would hurt you, huh?
Well, I mean, one-on-one, when people are asking me, I'm candid when I, you know, when I speak to people, but, you know, I try to publicly as much as I can, I really try to talk about what it is that I can do or why I, you know, why I'm running, why I want to represent the people, what I intend to do when I get in. And then as people have questions, then yes, I address it one-on-one, because if somebody says to me, oh, well, he's a veteran, I'm voting for him, I go, okay, well, you know, are you a weary zone after your gun rights? Does that, is that important to you? I would think as a veteran, because the ironic part, and I have veterans in my family, and I have a brother-in-law who has rightfully earned a Purple Heart. He fought for the values of our country, and he still feels that way. In other words, just because it's ironic that you would fight for our country, but then turn around and try to take the rights away from the people you were fighting for. And I love my brother-in-law, but if he ever made jokes about having sex with kids, it'd probably be the last time I'd let him around my kid, you know? So we can't give people a free pass.
Okay, can you, because you're running out of time, can you give our listeners your website and the way to contact you and to volunteer and to donate to the campaign?
Thank you. And yes, I do appreciate if people are willing to get involved with our grassroots campaign. No one is seeking a salary. You can look at the FEC reporting. Nobody gets paid. No one is making money from our campaign. Everything goes back into getting the word out and advertising so that the people of District 21 know they have another option. And if people want to sign up to help, they can subscribe at my website, which is melissamartz.com. It's just my name, so relatively simple. MelissaMartz as in zebra, melissamartz.com.
I also want to ask you one question, a closing question for you, and that is, tell our listeners why you're the best candidate and why they should vote for you.
Sure. So I intend to keep my oath to the Constitution. That is the nut and bolts in the role of a representative, is to protect those God-given inalienable rights, the rights that come from our Creator. We've agreed they come from our Creator. They don't come from our government, not given to us by our congressmen. But we hire our representatives to serve us and to protect them, and that's what I intend to do. I want to serve the American people. More than that, I want to preserve and restore our republic. As a mother, I'm fighting to keep this country free and what it is and what it was intended to be for the next generation. So for those of us, I say, that have kids or grandkids, you know, we don't have the luxury to be pessimistic, and we have to get behind those that are going to do a good job of representing us. I believe I am the person to do it. I also believe I have the character to do it, to not be corrupted, to give way to greed, but to stay focused on what the actual job description is. I intend to term myself out if I get in. I will not serve more than 2 terms for the American people.
And I thank you for coming on the show. The truth is out there. Radio show is officially endorsing you for Congress and CD21, because we, Scott and I, believe in the Constitution, and we need a fighter, and we don't want somebody to go into office and then advocate taking our Second Amendment away, no matter what they say.
And he needs to be exposed. Yep.
And of course,
amen.
We,
thank you. I appreciate that.
And the big thing about human trafficking, especially children, and and drugs and addiction, we're a very big supporter of stopping that, and we need to stop it. And we don't want somebody that supports you or make fun of children being trafficked into this country for various reasons and to be used for prostitution later on. That's not us, and we support you in your efforts to stop it, because every child, every life is important.
Thank you. I very much appreciate your support. Thank you.
Thank you. I'm going to send you a copy of the radio show so you can use it as a means to advertise or promote your campaign.
We got to get people to get in his face and interview him and catch him.
I would be happy to do a debate as well. I don't think he'd ever do it, but I would be happy to do it if anyone was able to get him to.
There you go. All right, thank you for coming on.
You got to prod on him, so he'll make a mistake, you know? And that's the way you get him, you know? Eventually, he makes a Freudian slip.
Well,
I think that has all occurred. People just need to vet, but go ahead. I'm sorry.
Yeah, there you go. I want to thank you for coming on the show. I want to send you a copy of the show so you can use it. I want to thank you again. And again, we support you. We endorse you. And you will win. As soon as they get to know you and the Constitution and everything
and
else.
And they know what he's about. It'll
you
be
will
figured
win.
Out. Go get
thank
him.
You. Thank you both. Thank
you're
you. God bless
so
you. Thank you.
Have a great
thank
day.
Thank you.
Evening.
Have a great bye-bye now.
Thank you.
Bye.
Bye. Okay, that was Melissa Mars, who's running against Rhino in the name of Brian Mass. He's got to go. I know he was against the Second Amendment, even though he was military. I knew all that.
Got to catch him.
Now we got to find out
he's
who's actually running. No, he's not a wheelchair. He walks. Just normal walk. He also has... He walks a walker sometimes, but he walks normally. He's got two prostate legs.
He's like that guy in General Hospital?
Yes, exactly. But the thing is, that shouldn't display
what he's...
But
that's not a reason to be a congressman.
No.
He uses that as a... Like Debbie used her breast cancer.
Yeah, I know.
Same shit.
But anyway, we got breast. Just a few more... We got was 9 minutes left
I
want to
let everybody
show.
Know. Hold it. First of all... Who's on Sunday night?
I think we got open line. I'm not sure.
No, I think we have Darren Hoover. Is Darren Hoover on?
We got Darren Hoover on. Darren Hoover on this on that Sarasota School District.
Oh yes, really. That's another.
Yeah,
area
we got him on the
15th. And this is Scarlett Butler saying. I'll be back on Sunday, and everybody have a great week and enjoy, and God bless America. Bye, everyone. Bye.
Anyway, I want to thank Melissa Moss for coming on the show, Scarlett. And before we go, I want to say something. It's a state right. It goes down to look. We have overreach over the years by the progressives mostly, and that wanted to use the third branch of government as a means. They couldn't get it through the executive or the legislature. They try to get it through things through the judicial branch, which is the third. Just three equal but separate branches, and. The third branch, the judicial branch, is supposed to see if everything's done within the Constitution, and I say it's not legislate from the branch, from the bench. And they did, and they've done it for years. In 1973, they did Roe v. Wade, which is a legislation, and it was based on whatever they thought of at the time, more political action and stuff, but 63 million babies were murdered because of that. This Supreme Court had the guts to, based on the information which is confirmed again today, that there is no descending brief or descending portion of this. So it is only one. That kind of, and it's been confirmed again by several sources, which means that this was might have been a 9-0 thing back over to the states where it belongs. I also believe that this, I brought it up a little bit with Melissa, that the same-sex marriage should be eliminated federally and go back to the states. I think both of them, because they both legislate from the bench, and Obamacare. It should be done, private health insurance, stuff like that. And then, because right now what they're trying, the left wants to do is get rid of all the insurance companies and then make everything under Medicare, Medicaid. And what that does, it weakens the insurance, it weakens the way you handle your medical because they're going to have, it's like a shop, you go and meet different people at different times and you go in and you got to wait an hour, 2, 3, 4 hours to see a doctor and then he only sees you for 5 minutes because you got somebody else behind you and nobody gets the coverage that they want or the treatment that they need and people die or the shortages and things like that. That's what happens when your government reaches and overreaches medical stuff. So, yeah, we need to bring these things back down to the states. Abortion goes back to the states. Roe v. Wade ends. That's a great thing. It's going to happen. Goes to the states and let each individual state decide which way to go. In Florida, you got 15. You can abort or kill your kid 15 up until 15 weeks and then do it, and that's fine. Anybody that says, well, what about the woman that's raped? or molested by incest or anything. Well, if you don't know that you're pregnant by 15 weeks, then you'll never know until the baby's born. So that's either you're mentally disturbed or whatever. It doesn't matter. So there's no
shame.
Yeah, by especially you miss it once, but if you miss it the second time, you gotta know you're pregnant. So that's the key. Today all they did is show that every Democrat except one supports murder and supports killing life or killing kids, and they all should be voted out. Every Republican and Manchin from West Virginia voted against today's bill, and that was 51-49, and that's a good thing. Now, what this does was to join up the base. Anyone that supports killing life should be put in prison. Sorry. That's number one. Number two is that violence. It is illegal in this country to go and cause trouble in front of protests or boycott in front of a home of a judge. It is a felony offense, it's a felony, and you can spend many years in prison. You can go and protest all you want in front of a courtroom, in front of the courthouse, things like that, as long as you don't have any violence. It's illegal to do it at someone's home in all 50 states when it comes to a judge. So that's the other thing. Third thing is, again, we had great guests, and we're going to expose the rhinos, America First. Trump won 57 out of 58 races so far in his recommendation. Brian Mass, if he did support Brian Mass, that's a mistake. I think that's really a mistake. I would not want to do that offhand. As far as Dr. Oz, I think I know why he did it with Dr. Oz. And Dr. Oz sounds pretty good. Now, is he going to be one of those go in and go? We'll find out, because I invited him to come on the radio show and see where that goes. Anyway, I want to thank everybody again for coming on. We endorse officially Melissa Marks running for CD21 against Brian Mass. We do not support Brian Mass because he is a rhino. I want to thank everyone again. God bless you all, and have a great evening.
Just my children and my wife. Thank my lucky stars to be living here today. 'Cause the flag still stands for freedom, and they can't take that away. And I'm proud to be an American, where at least I know I'm free. And I won't forget the men who died, who gave that right to me. And I gladly stand up next to you and defend her still today. 'Cause there ain't no doubt I love this land. God bless the USA. From the lakes of Minnesota to the hills of Tennessee, across the plains of Texas, from sea to shining sea, from Detroit down to Houston,